الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقال ونفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الشوم وطيرة بخصوصا بكل شيء عموما، وأزاه بهذا النفي أن عموما وغموما. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا سفر. قال محمد بن راشد: يتشامون بدخول سفر. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا سفر. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الطيرة شرك؟ قالوا: ثلاثة. وقال ابن مسعود: ما منا إلا ولكن الله يذهب بالتوكل. وعلم بقول ابن مسعود أن وسوسة الطيرة إذا لم يعتقد بالقلب ولم يعمل بمقتضاها بالجوارح ولم يتكلم بها باللسان لا يؤاخذ عليها، وهذا هو المراد بالتوكل. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, all praise is due to Allah, in whose hands lie the control of all affairs. He is the creator of all things, and He is the controller of all affairs, the good as well as bad. We bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner or associate, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, who has taken us out of darkness and brought us into the light, and who through his teachings has eliminated all ignorance and evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's solutions be upon him and his family and his companions, through whom this deen became manifest in the best form. Through them faith became firmly established in the breasts throughout all the days and months, abundant solutions upon them. Thereafter, after O Muslims, the month of Safar has drawn near to us. And this is the month which is taken us as a bad omen by some people. There are some myths people are saying about Safar, and they are speaking or saying something that there are some problems coming from sky, and they disturb the people, and for that they recommend some verses of Quran and also some askar and awrad. But actually, these all are meaningless. And our deen depends upon firm foundations. We cannot deviate from that. We should follow all those restrictions which have been imposed on this because of that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that ayah at the time of Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Arafat, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I completed your deen for yourself. And completed my blessings upon you. And made yourself Islam recommended for you. It means it is recommended for you that you should follow this. So now we cannot deviate from it. Everything is certain and changeless. One cannot change it. Maybe, for example, it is in bad, good sense, but no, it's not allowed. For example, sajda is the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more pleased. But one cannot do three sajdas in a rakat because it is not according to sunnah. Rasulullah has said, Sallu kamar etumuni usalli. Offer your prayer as you see me offering that prayer. So therefore, we should strictly follow the pattern which Rasulullah SAW has left for this. So what Rasulullah SAW has said about safar, I think we should understand. And we should stick to it. Rasulullah SAW said, there is no spreading of disease from one person to another except with Allah's permission. Neither is there any taking of omens from the flight of birds, nor any evil in the sounding of the oval, and neither is there any ill forth for in the month of Safar. Because it was at that time also available at that time, and the people were thinking that there are some problems associated with this month. So therefore, Rasulullah said, La Safar, there's nothing in Safar. Suffering is clear as other months. Once Muhammad bin Rashid told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that people were taking an ill omen from the entrance of the month of Safar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no ill omen in Safar. So it again very clearly stood that there is no ill omen in the Safar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, taking omens by the flight of bird is shirk. He repeated this thrice. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, all of us sometimes have such baseless thoughts, except that Allah removes them through tawakkul. Because if something is spread among the people and we come to know that, so then we fear also from that. Something coming in our mind, oh, it may happen or it may happen. No, because of tawakkul, you can remove it. And you should do it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing all the things. Nothing is associated with these things. There are many people who are very careful in these things if they go on traveling to some other place. They ask some people, which are called Jyotishi, or among Hindus, and ask them, tell us whether it is good for us or not. And there are some people who, when wants to get out of their houses and see the gate is moved before them, so they enter again and say, oh, it's no problem, we cannot. And there are some 11 in this regard as well, that some people, especially ladies, they say, if we clean our house after some people have gone out for traveling, so that is not good. So one should not do this. So these are the things which are associated with the omens. Nothing true, but all baseless things. There is no proof of this. And the people of them. Especially in our area, some ladies used to say, if some crow is crying on any day, so guest come. So I asked them, arrange for two notebooks. In one notebook, one should say, one should write when the crow is crying, and should write the time and date. Another book, some other one should note when the guests have come, the time and date. And after 2 or 3 months, you should check whether that has this occurred accordingly or not. And you will see nothing has occurred accordingly. It's just baseless. So many, many things the people are thinking about, but these are baseless. The main root for this, what is it? The main root for this is the love for dunya. Because people are very, very much, you can say, serious about the dunya. They can't face any trouble in the dunya. They are not ready for it. So if they come to know that it may happen because of this, so they try to avoid. Although they may not be with them, but they themselves cannot take the decision, and they are afraid of that. So therefore, this thing is spreading. So there are some people who are, mashallah, daring it, and they do it, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. We shall be challenging this, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, because if it accidentally it happens at that time, so the people will be more stronger in their opinion. So therefore the people, but some people are daring and they can finish this theory. In the end, there was one ayah. Allah says, the messenger replied, the ill omen, it means the bad luck, is with you as a result of your deeds. In this, because you have been a dominant to return to Allah, but you are the extravagant people. Which means some people, because when messengers came and they called for hidayah, so some people accepted and some people didn't. For example, one brother has accepted and the other brother has not accepted. Father accepted and the son is not accepted. Our husband accepted and the wife has not accepted. So there was some difference of opinion in the house. So those people were saying, you are causing this. It means you are manhus. It is manhus of you that you came and separated us from each other. So this was the answer by those messengers. The ill omen, bad luck is with you as a result of your deeds. For example, you are not accept, some of you are not accepting the truth. So this is because of you. If all people would accept, then there would be no problem. So it is because of our deeds. So we should be very clearly knowing this. See the situation nowadays. The flood has come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect from the damages, from all ummah, from the damages of this. So why it has come? Actually, if we go through a hadith sharifa, so there are some deeds because of which something is occurring. For example, if zakat is not paid, so then you can say the loss of rains and you can say problems in cultivation may occur, and there may be problem in the food supply. So this is because of that. So there are some amal, if we think upon it, because of which it has occurred. There are three things specially. One is the lying, zor. That has occurred too much. Nowadays the people are lying and they don't care for it. It has become an art. And people have managed many, many channels through which they are flooding life. And the people are receiving it and accepting it because of this. Because this is the rule of advertisement also. If you hear something again and again and again and again, it affects you. It affects you. So this is called brainwashing as well. That you are told again and again, lie again and again and again. So then you take the effect of that. There was some story like this, that some person was having goat and he was mowing. So three people, they were saying that we should get this goat from them through some trick. So one person came out and asked him, "Why are you mowing with this dog? How you are catching it?" He said, "Is it dog? It's goat. Okay, it's goat. No, doesn't matter. Okay." And he left. After some time, another came, he said, "Oh brother, you should not do this like this. For dog, there are some tips, and you should put that in the neck of that. So then you should bring them. It's not the way." He said, "Do you look this? It looks like a dog. Is it not dog?" So he again told him, "What is this?" And third way, then again another person came, "Yes, what for you are bringing this dog?" So he said, "Probably I have some mental problem and I am feeling it is goat and it is not goat, it's dog." So he left it and those people staged. So again and again, if you tell lie, so the people get effect of that. And nowadays it is technique. It's called the power of social media. People are saying this loudly. The power of social media, what that power is? Telling lie, and impose upon the mind of people lie. So this has spread too much. So it's because one reason is this. The other reason is interest. Interest has come into action of all the things. And the people are not now caring about it. So therefore it is spread. And the people are considering this earning. It's not earning. This is losing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ رِبَا وَرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this riba, this interest, and enhance this sadaqat. So this is thing, but the people aren't understanding. I have one, you can say, thing, but I am directly knowing, not heard from the other one. There was one teacher of mine, and he made house in G9. It was in around about 1981-1982, in the time. And he made 500,000. It means 5 lakhs at that time. And he arranged for food for us for this blessing. So we went there. And when we were coming again to the institute, so some person asked him, "How do you feel for this work that you have made your house?" He said, "Oh yes, I have built this, but it would be better if I would not build it." So that person was astonished. He said, "How you are saying this? People are becoming very pleased about this, and you are saying this?" He said, "Actually, if I would deposit this fixed in the bank would give me 6,000 per month, every month, and the 5 lakh rupees will be remaining in my bank. At this time, if I rent it, so it will not be more than 1,200 per month. So I'm losing. So this was his thinking at that time. Now see the situation at this time. How much that house will be worth? People are saying around about 5 crores. I mean, so see the situation. If from 5 crore you minus 5 lakhs, so this was the loss because of interest in the capital. And the rent, how much it will be rented this time? The people are saying about round about 1 lakh per month. So 94,000 loss in the rent. So see the situation, the people are saying that money is coming, and this, actually the money is lost. And the other thing, Europe is sadaqat. So Junaid Jamshed, yes, he was a very good person. And he tried to evolve some business. But he was failed. He failed. So with his partner, he met Maulana Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatum, and asked him what to do. He said that you should make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala partner of this. It means you should fix some money that we shall give from the Prophet in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he arranged for this. And mashallah, the business is still, mashallah, very, very much high level. So see the situation that if you spend money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is increased because of barakah. And if you pay, if you earn interest, it means you are losing. So the second reason is this, because it is fight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And third thing is rishwat, it means rashi al murtashif in nar. This is also very, very much has become usual. And the people, previously the people were not getting this openly, and now they do it openly. And they are not feeling any shy about it. So this is another reason. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us whatever we have done in the past. But we should prepare our mind to make tawbah for all the sins and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us that all these problems are finished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in this regard. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله